This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
God, Seeger's so, he's so good.
Badass.
He is a badass. And then you got to go out there and run this one out there. And everybody thinks of Tom Cruise just sliding across the hardwoods. And his socks and his tidy whities, man panties, the glasses on. God. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'd never even get me out on the floor. Ben, fan of this song?
Now that I listen to it, it's a very arrogant song.
Is it? Okay, yeah. Let me think. Is it snooty?
New music sucks.
Wow,
I like the old time of rock and roll.
Sounds familiar to me. I feel like maybe I have some of that in me.
But there's a lot of good new music. Just give it a chance, Bob. Give it a chance.
There's only one sure way to get me to go. Start playing old-time rock and roll. Welcome back to Ben and Woods. Ben, welcome into the program. It's good,
good
to have you
good
here.
Good to see you, yes. Good. I was floored by how many Daily Ditties you were just listing off. Just Paul's. That's just a third of our Daily Ditties.
Were you surprised at the number of hits in there? Paul D's is what I call him now.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
American Top 40.
I think hits are good. In fact, I thought at some point it would be a great honor if they would just program an entire radio station with just our Daily Ditties.
It would be phenomenal.
You know how they have those secondary channels like 97.3-2?
Yeah, like the HD channels.
The HD channels. Maybe one of our HD channels can just be Daily Ditty Radio.
Would be phenomenal. But we need more. We need like a good solid year of songs to rotate through.
A full complement of radio station music.
We've been doing this for a few months.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a couple more months, we'll be ready to go.
It's absolutely true. Welcome back. We do open phones in this segment. The number is 833-288-0973. I'm assuming Everyday Chris is on the line. He's been tweeting since midnight, so hopefully he's up and ready to go. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, what's up, homies? How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, is it me or does Sammy Hagar have a little bit of Bob Seger in him?
He does. I like Sammy, but I don't like him and Van Halen as much as I liked David Lee Roth and Van Halen, but I like Sammy Hagar a lot. But Hagar's got a little bit of that, you know, he's got some of that in him where he sounds like he's on the toilet.
Can't even unshake.
That's John Bon Jovi.
I kind of want to hit on your worst song by a big band.
I love this song. Okay, go.
I personally like the song Finish What You Started by Van Halen, but a lot of my friends don't like it. They said they kind of went country on that song.
It's weird.
It's a badass jam.
It's pretty good. But I can see why hardcore Van Halen fans wouldn't like that song. Finish What You Started. You know that one, Benny? Come on, baby, finish what you started.
All right, yeah, I know that one.
I'm incomplete. It's pretty good, but I can see why your friends would think that. Thank you for the call, Chris.
It's an intriguing topic.
It is. My wife tweeted a great one in. Fleetwood Mac, Don't Stop.
Unquestionably their worst song. Unquestionably.
Is that,
that
the one that
sucked.
Bill Clinton used?
That's
is
the
his,
one.
Like, campaign song?
It's so bad.
I know that Paul hates every song by the Beatles.
Right. But they've got some bad ones.
They do have, like, Lady Madonna.
Lady Madonna's terrible.
I can't.
Lovely Rita. Rita Maid is awful, too. It's terrible. I will give you that, Paulie. I'll give you those. But, like, you don't like The Walrus?
This is uplifting.
The Walrus is
motivational
genius.
Here.
I mean, a lot of it's stick, but I, like, Hello, I don't like that song.
Well, that's their old stuff.
You say
it's all old stuff. It's 60 years old. What are you talking about? That's
God,
their
this song
old stuff.
Sucks. Queen has some. Queen is a huge band. They are great. Bicycle is terrible.
I want to ride my bicycle.
Awful. There's so many, like, great bands where you're like, man, I really celebrate, like, 98% of their entire catalog, except for...
It's kind of like this show. We have lots of really good shows, and then we have a couple of bad ones every once in a while. But we have to do them. Just like if you're a band... You can't put out a record with three songs.
Right.
Your album has to, you know, we really need like 10 or 12 this thing, guys.
All right, it's filler.
Does anyone
Let's
have
be
any,
honest.
Anyone have any ideas here?
If you can have, like, we have what, 12 segments a
yeah.
day? That's an album. If you have 3 to 4 good segments, there's a lot of filler. Like, we're going to replay you Brian Kenny next. It wasn't that great of an interview. It's filler. This is a filler song.
This is like track 9.
Ben was experimenting in the studio. We recorded it, and we're going to put it on the album. That's why we did that. Paul, anybody else on the line?
No.
Would love to have people weigh in on Twitter.
Replaying Brian Kenny is more like when they release the same song twice. The other one's a kind of a remixed version.
What do they call
that? Extended version.
What do they call that? The reprise. They'll
reprise.
Say, like, Brian Kenny interview will be track 2. And then on track 9, Brian Kenny interview reprised. That's what we're doing. And now we do a lot of it on Ben and Woods. But I would love to have people tweet in at Ben and Woods, worst songs by the biggest bands in the world. Like, just huge celebrated bands, because I'm interested in that. It makes me laugh every single time.
You're trying to distract from what you talked about in your first segment, your big Padres news that's not really breaking news because you haven't broken it yet. You sort of talked about it on the air, so now it's out that anyone can tweet, hey, you know what Stephen Woods said on the air in San Diego, that the Padres are working on some sort of three-team trade.
That's what I heard.
And now it's out there. It's out there in the universe.
That's what I heard. You know, I hate doing this stuff.
I texted, are you gonna tweet something? Are you gonna break this news? Or can
I
you
said
least,
I did. I wrote a holy S word.
Can you at least let me know when Dennis Lynn is gonna break the actual news so I can be ready for it?
Dennis Lynn is not my source.
No, he's not your source, but he's gonna get it and he'll actually break the news. He'll like send a tweet and
yeah, but you know what?
Go, oh my God, that's amazing.
Woods had it first.
No, you didn't.
I did.
If you didn't no, if you don't report it, you
I
know,
reported
that's not
it.
How it works.
I reported it this morning on the air. I told you what I heard.
17 million qualifiers with it.
There's so many qualifiers. So many
you
qualifiers.
You either have ironclad sources or you don't. And you're saying you don't.
I'm saying that my guy has been right. He's like,
you're just throwing. You're just throwing rumors out there and seeing if something sticks.
No,
moment.
That's, I
it's
know.
The worst kind of journalism.
You're right. You are right. And there is a guy in town that does it as bad as anybody in the world that does it. Me and my people are hearing... Deshaun Watson's going to either the Colts, the Bills, the Texans, the Titans, the Cowboys, the Patriots, the Jets, and on we go. I don't do that stuff.
I see Miles is calling in.
Miles.
I'm hoping he has a song choice.
Me too.
From a great band, but a bad song. Miles, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Didn't know I could be so entertained at 5 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday.
Thank you.
But this is great. My cheeks are hurting. Woodsy, Paul, Ben, love it. Mine is going to be kind of one. It's a Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
It was one of my Diddy selections.
Not a big fan of it.
Damn it. Okay. All right. I mean, look, he's probably. It's a good song, though. Is it overplayed? There's a difference in overplayed and. Like, Jeremy from Pearl Jam is overplayed, but I think at its core, it's a pretty good song. Freebird or Sweet Home Alabama?
See,
what's the
I
better
would,
song?
Freebird
you,
is way
you
better.
You like Freebird.
Yeah, Sweet Home Alabama kind of wears me out now. Yeah, I would have to disagree with Miles, respectfully. That's what we do on this show.
Miles, though, has the most cool-sounding musical name.
There's
Miles
no
Davis.
Question.
Miles just sounds like he knows music. His guy name's Miles.
Miles.
Just
you have to.
Like he knows music really well.
Yeah, 100%. Cool. He's very cool with the name Miles. But, yeah, what a day yesterday, Ben. Holy smoke.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Tiger Woods accident. I got some thoughts on that. I was very concerned, obviously.
Same.
I mean, I'm still concerned, actually.
Me
and
too.
I'll tell you why. In particular, for Tiger and for myself, moving forward. But as you said, reprise of the Brian Kenny interview from yesterday. We call it our Ben and Woods Spotlight. It was a really, actually, pretty cool interview, and Brian Kenny is great. Talking baseball, talking Padres. We'll get to that coming up next. It is Wednesday morning. Glad to have you with us. Getting started on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.